need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, pussies and dicks, the great phallus sits in my lap. It matches my outfit, too. And we already have a caller on the line. And this, just in case you don't know, is the Dr. Susan Block Show. Where the subject is sex, love, life, and death. Of course, the phallus is a symbol of life. And we're mostly about life. But every once in a while, you know, death rears its necromantic head. And it is kind of romantic. In that tragic way. But anyway, I'm feeling burgundy tonight. It's my color. And I'm feeling good, surrounded by feminine pulchritude. A lovely display of brunettes before me. None of them competing with my dirty blonde. And I'm going to introduce them right away. And then we're going to take your calls. Of course, with Prince Max, my engineer.
Hey, Doc.
In a shade of light burgundy, which we also call pink. Real men wear pink here at the Dr. Susan Block Show.
They also have pink phones.
They do. Pink phones and burgundy phalluses. Swollen. By the way, this particular phallus that I'm holding is by sculptor Doug Johns, who does a lot of the work that is featured here at the Speakeasy. It's a beautiful big head that I think should be a piggy bank. You know, stick your quarter in the pee hole. But you can't just yet.
It's a dicky bank.
It should be a dicky bank. Yeah, absolutely should be a dicky bank. Well, anyway, we have so many good ideas here at the Institute. But my first idea is to introduce everybody. First, my virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show. First time here, Mistress Justine Cross. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. All right. We're going to see if you can get really good really quickly because it's showtime. So where do you come from?
I'm originally from the East Coast. I've been in Los Angeles for about the last 3 years. And
New York?
Yeah, the New York area. I went to school there, so now I've been out here and been a mistress for the last 2 to 3 years since I've been here.
You went to the School of Mistresses in New York?
You could say that. I mean, I think we kind of live in a femdom society, so
what is
anything.
That, Sarah Lawrence?
I think that's more of a the lesbian school.
Okay. Well, close enough. Well, what was your school of mistresses?
You know, just life. I think this is just, you know, everything that I do is, you know, just as a femdom and just being here and just as a woman having a very strong power. I don't really think you need a school to go, although you can refine your skills there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this show is a school. Mm-hmm. And you're one of the teachers tonight. I saw you dressed up as a teacher. I like that picture.
Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're always learning through life. And next we have Tori.
Hi.
Tori Lux.
Yes.
On Twitter. And Tori, this is your second time here.
Yes.
And so, what have you learned since you were here last? You've done a sex scene.
I have.
What have you done? What have you learned?
To open
Tori,
up a
get close up to that microphone.
You've got to learn how to kiss up
you're
to the mic.
You're having sex with that thing, see?
His name is Mike. And he's got a big dick. Not quite as big as this Doug Johns dick, but big enough.
Mm.
With an all-American condom around him.
I like it, sort of.
So, how's it been? What have you been up to?
Just preparing for my first scene, and then I did that, and now I've just been kind of, you know, I'm still preparing for my upcoming scenes that I have.
So you did that.
Yeah.
Was it all that? I mean,
it was pretty good. I was pretty nervous, but
we're in a pretty good mood tonight, you know.
Yeah.
Mistress Justine is pretty good.
But she's so innocent always.
Good.
She's like,
Who'd you have this scene with?
Sasha, the German man.
So he was just pretty good?
He was all right. I think I was just extremely
he
nervous.
He wasn't even pretty good. He was just all right.
He was good. It was just, you know, my
Sasha.
Nerves.
I don't know him, so I can make fun of him without knowing him. Does anyone here know him? Do you know him? No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we have Asia.
Hello.
Hey, Asia.
Hey.
Asia, you're the veteran of the show. You've
yes,
been here
I am.
Several times. I'm not going to count. But are you doing a little better than pretty good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, we're all pretty good. And I think that we're going to get really good. I think this is a call for Agua, right? Is
it, yes.
Is that what we are in need of?
I agree.
You feel that? You feel that? Now, you both brought guys with you tonight. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, I mean, I seat the girls first, but I understand that your guy has a last name related to what we're about to partake in.
Alcoholic beverages.
That is his real last name. It comes from the liquor family.
The liquor family.
Mm.
Yes, that is absolutely his real last name.
No.
No.
Yes. No,
yes,
maybe so. Liquor. Okay, well, we're going to see what we can do with liqueur.
Liquor.
And then there's liquor. Lickener.
Lickener is good.
Lickener is also very good.
Yeah.
It's also very good. If he wants to come up and get his fair share, he can do that.
Come up here, Nathan.
Mm. Does your slave also come when he's called?
You know, I think he's been drinking a lot of tequila so far tonight.
A lot of tequila. Well,
he's my driver.
Oh, really? He's your driver. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll let him sober up a little bit. Yeah. Okay. But maybe he should be at your feet. Does he? Is he that kind of slave?
Yeah, he can come over here and I can pet him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he should just be at the feet of the mistress. You know, licking her instead of partaking in liquor. Now, okay, so you are not driving, and this is Agua Tequila Liqueur. We're going to have a little product placement moment here. If I can just get the cap off. And yes, and these are special Agua glasses that are very nice. Here we go. I'm not sure how much to pour you. You think you like liqueurs? Tasty?
That's good.
That's good? Okay. Here you go. But don't drink it yet. We have an agua ritual that we do. Here we go. You already know that you like this, right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Now this little glass, to me, is shaped like a woman, right?
Yeah.
Like a woman. There you go.
Thank you.
Drink from the Agua woman. Now, you're not really drinking this, but you'll have some.
Yes.
You will. You want me to fill her up to the boobies, or?
Probably halfway.
Just to the waist.
You're only going to make believe.
You're not really going to drink this.
No.
Okay, and moi. Okay. Look at this. It is like a woman. It's like a very beautiful hourglass figure. Okay, so now, Tori Lux.
Yes.
You are a veteran of Agua, and you know what to do with this powder, right?
You put it on someone's skin, and then you lick it off.
Very good, Tori.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you have some skin, and you have Nate there. Let Nate say hello on your microphone, because we don't have too many mics.
Hello.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
Good.
Okay. So what's your favorite liquor?
I like all liquor.
Really? How about liqueur?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And do you like to lick her?
Yes.
Okay, so what part of her body should we put the powder on? This is kind of like a tequila sort of, you know, you lick the salt and then you down the shot.
I think she should choose where she wants it.
Well,
I thought he was
going to
make me put it on my butthole.
Oh, okay. How about that?
Good choice.
No. That was your idea, Tori.
I just know, I know what he's thinking.
He's behind you. Oh. What are you wearing?
Can we all
stand
vote
up,
on this?
Stand up. Oh, look at that. Well, you could put it somewhere behind there, right? Yeah, she's just wearing
on
a little
ass.
Mini skirt on the ass, right? He's right behind. He likes the idea. And we haven't had that before. Agua lime powder licked off the butthole. Are you doing the butthole?
I don't want it off my butthole.
Oh, not right on the butthole. That could sting a little when you get to be a little more experienced.
Just the butt cheek.
The butt cheek. Okay. We have had that. But that's okay. We like that. So pull up that skirt a little. Yeah. There we go. And, you're wearing pantyhose?
Yes. I'm wearing fishnet.
Oh, okay. Very cool. But you can't have the Agua on the fishnet or else he'll get a mouthful of...
It's ripped up the crotch quite
a lot. Ripped, okay, okay.
A lot.
Good, so he's got a good spot for it. I can't see back here. Okay, it's a good spot, yeah? What do you think, Nate?
I think good.
Good spot, okay.
Yes.
Nate's got a nice deep voice that carries to the microphone. Okay, now I want to hear a nice slurp that carries to the microphone as well.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
How's that?
Well... That was more like a burp or something. But, okay, but you did slurp it. Okay, so now you take a shot.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to drink the whole thing unless you want. Bazoom.
Uh-oh, okay. I think I've lost the cap.
It's really good.
Ah, no, I have the cap.
Okay.
I'm the keeper of the cap. Okay, so now you can lick it off of him.
Oh.
Right? I mean, fair's fair. You are kind of an item, right? You're not just her chauffeur, right?
This is my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. There you go. You said it on the Dr. Susan Block Show. That's like changing your Facebook status. That's good. You got it. Okay. Back of the neck or side of the neck here by the headphones. Okay. This is very scientific here. Very good. And lick. Well, this is quite an extended lick for the liquor. Mm. Nate Licker gets an extended lick. Okay, and shot. You know your Agua.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, so Mistress Justine, what do you think?
Oh, well, I think I'm going to put some of this salt on Tommy's head here.
On the top of his head. Make it a little happy trail. On the top of his head. There's the salt right there. Okay. Okay, and you're slicking it up the head. Right. Mm. Well, you know, we did have lime powder on a cockhead, actually, Someone you know, Dane Cross.
Oh. Yay.
Yay. Well, you know, who was it that was doing that? It was Annie Cruz.
Mm.
You know, she was here and a couple weeks ago, and she licked it right up off his shaft and the cockhead. So now we have it off an actual, you know, head. Okay. And lick. Up the head, right, there we go. So?
I can honestly say I've never done that before, and that doesn't happen often.
Oh, not just a virgin to my show, but a virgin to head licking.
Yeah. No, I have not.
Don't contradict your mistress, I don't think, right? Oh, little slap. There you go. Discipline him. I have a lot of stuff to discipline him
with. I know. I've noticed that. The night he's young and there's many floggers behind me. I know. I think he might need a stool, though. And he'll be kneeling in spirit, though.
But
I think this might be a little too hard.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Do we have a stool? Where's that my producer? Ms. Lisa, can you please come here? We need a stool for the slave.
We've also got callers on
Okay, and we've got callers on the line.
Well, we lost one, so...
Our number is 1-866-289-7068. If you're listening to us anywhere in North America, anywhere else in the world, the number is 213-670-0066. And we're still waiting for Asia to lick her lime powder. She's not going to drink the drink yet.
No.
But
I do
until she's 21.
Yes.
Anyway, we're going to take a call right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we have Entiaz on line one, our friend. Asia knows Entiaz, right?
Yes, I do.
We sang him happy birthday last week.
Yes, I remember.
Entiaz.
Hello, Susan.
Welcome back to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you very much. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing great, doing great. I think my guests have gone from pretty good to good, right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And how's Max? Is he around?
Max is always hanging around.
Oh, hi, Max. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
I have the most beautiful women in the world always around me. I mean, Hugh Hefner has got nothing on me. You got that?
And you know what? I'm not jealous. You know why? Because I've found someone better than anything you've got at the moment.
Is that right? What'd you find?
Really? Oh, better?
Yeah, I really have.
Better. I'm insulted, Entiaz.
Well, tell us who.
Her name is Monique Walker. She lives in Johannesburg, South Africa. She's
Monique
half Muslim
Walker.
And half European, half Irani, half European.
Sounds great.
I've known her for 6 years, but yeah. I stood her up, you know, not stood her up, I kind of was supposed to meet her.
I've actually known her for 20.
And I never showed up, you know.
Yeah, you know how long I've known her?
How long?
About 20 years.
Ooh, Max had her before you.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing with you. I am just playing.
Just kidding around.
I'm just kidding.
No, I know you're kidding around because she was married 20 years ago.
To me.
You know, I'm just kidding. Otherwise.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, no, but I really have, I mean, I've met this lady a long time ago, and I've recently, you know, like in the last month or so, I've reacquainted myself with her again.
Uh-huh.
And so have we, since you just said her full name on the show.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Well, Monique Walker, congratulations on winning Imtiaz's heart. Now, she's a singer, isn't she?
No, she's not a singer. She's a model, a top model. She's done modeling work all over the world.
Ah.
And, you know, as I said, I've known her for 6 years. It's not like I met her yesterday. But,
I see.
You know, I mean, I'm kind of a... I should have put more effort 6 years ago, which I didn't.
So she's ready for you?
Oh, I'm meeting her in Miami. She's coming back. She's flying to Europe next week, and then she comes to the U.S., so I'm meeting her in Miami in about 6 weeks from now, 7 weeks from now.
All right. Well, you know, make the most of it.
Yeah, but I have a question for you, though, Susan.
I was hoping you would.
Complex question.
Yes.
My question, though, is the following, this is the truth. This is not something I'm making up for you.
Oh, good.
You know, she's a stunner. I mean, she really is a knockout. I mean, you know, she's tall. She's a statuesque, attractive. exotic. And I really care about her. I mean, I'm thinking about her all the time. And I have these loving thoughts about her.
Aww.
But no sexual attraction.
No sexual attraction. But
wow.
Do you find that funny, Mistress Justine?
Yeah.
And tell us about the joke.
Yeah, let's tell us about this.
Well, it seems that he's very attracted to her because she's a model, right? And he's sort of fantasizing about the fact that he's very lucky to have her on his arm, but he's not that into her, so I don't know. Is he that into women? I don't know.
No, that's not true. That's incorrect. I think that's not the correct assessment.
Mm.
I have these great, these beautiful thoughts about her. They're very, loving, and they're very pleasant thoughts.
Yeah.
But I'm scared. Not scared. That's
yes,
not
you
right
are
word.
Scared. That is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
The right word. That's all it is. You're just scared of your own sexual feelings, and you're so scared that you don't even have them. You know? You just repress them. We know that about you, MTI.
The interesting thing
you've
about
been doing that for a while.
Guy. I mean, it's not even that I'm an unattractive man by any standards.
It doesn't have anything to do with attractiveness. It has to do with courage. It has to do with daring to be your sexual self and daring to feel your feelings, you know, because they're not always politically correct and they're not always convenient. And yet, they are your sexual feelings. They are the essence of your sexuality, and you are afraid to feel them. So, of course, you're even afraid to feel them with this hot woman that you're about to get together with.
Hell, I'd be afraid to feel them, too.
Yeah,
I'd be real nervous.
Oh, you'd be nervous about her. I don't
yeah,
think Imtiaz is nervous. I don't think he's nervous. As long as he doesn't have to feel sexual feelings, he's just fine. I think the feeling of sexual feelings is what knocks you off your game, even though you're starting to open up more, which is why you're calling this show, which is a show about sex and sexual feelings, which is why you're on my Facebook page, which is, of course, a page about sex. So I know you're trying to open up, and intellectually you are, but emotionally there's something that is holding you back, and, you know, I don't know. Probably has something to do with your mom.
I don't know about my mother, because my mother and I haven't had much of a relationship in 40 years. I mean, I've been
living
That's
what
there.
I'm talking about. If you haven't had much of a relationship for 40 years, then you have some issues there. I don't know what they are, but they reflect upon your feelings about women. Even though you love women, you know, you haven't had... you're not
he's
comfortable.
He's Muslim, right? Can he have sex before he gets married?
Well, strict people in any religion aren't supposed to have sex before they're married. That doesn't
no,
have anything to do with having sexual feelings. Having sexual feelings and acknowledging them and feeling them, you can do that even if as a virgin. You can do that without having sex, right? You don't have to have sex to feel sexual.
Well, that's what Jimmy Carter said, right?
Right. He had adultery
in his heart. You know?
Yeah,
well, then why don't you acknowledge the feelings that you have for this woman in your heart?
Well, because I'm... One of the reasons I haven't acknowledged that yet is because there's a certain amount of fear, you know,
yes.
a realistic fear
All
in
right.
my mind.
At least you're acknowledging that. Acknowledge the fear. Now, where's the fear come from?
I think it comes from my, probably my childhood. You know, I went to a, you know, I don't know how I told you this, but I went to a strict Catholic convent, you know, with a bunch of...
a Muslim who grew up in a convent. This is
yes,
this
I
is
I
the modern world
to, I
now.
I went to a Catholic convent when I was very young.
Mixed. It's all mixed.
Were you abused?
No, never abused because, you know, the priests that I had, they were brothers of the Holy Cross, and they were great guys. I mean, I liked them. They were very good teachers, but they were very
strict.
And I used to get caned all the time, you know. I mean, I used to get beaten up
You'd
all the time.
You get caned?
Yeah, of course.
Well, maybe you're not attracted to Monique, but you'd like for her to cane you? Mistress Justine could teach you a thing
Mistress.
She's an expert in caning and stuff like that.
But I'm just saying that my childhood, I went to a very strict Catholic convent for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I mean, considering I was a Muslim kid, that was a rather odd thing to do, but my father put me there because of English, you know.
Right.
Well, your English is impeccable, So your father was right in that respect. But what do you think these nuns did to you?
Not the nuns, the brothers.
These are brothers.
The brothers,
male,
the priests.
You know, all boys' school, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, you know, like Brother Ralph Baird, he's passed away now. He must have caned me a few dozen times. I mean, you know, really hurt me. I mean, you know,
pants down.
I'm sorry.
Did he pull your pants down?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm not saying that for prurient reasons, but you were scarred. You were obviously scarred by this.
You know, I was kind of a brat. You know, like a you know, not. I was a very good student. Don't get me wrong. I was very good in my studies, but I was a kid who used to cause a lot of problems in class for the brothers. You know.
Yeah.
Yes, I could imagine. You probably couldn't stop talking.
No, not quite. I had a good sense of humor. I'd give them a bad time in class. You know?
Oh, practical joker.
Yes, mm-hmm. You've got it.
Oh, that's good.
And you went to school with all boys?
Yeah, all boys, yes, of course.
Uh-huh, okay, of course. And so back to Mom. What's your relationship? Why don't you speak to her for 40 years?
No, I've spoken to her. It's not that I don't speak to her. You see, what happened was my father was like an English gentleman, you know. He was brought up in British India and he was, you know, very sophisticated. My mother was an illiterate woman. You know, he had an arranged marriage. Mm-hmm. And my mother never went to school. My mother was a very nice lady, a very, you know, very, very saintly lady. But there was a huge discrepancy between my father and my mother.
Ah.
So I always, you know, I always went to my father because I spoke in English at home. I never spoke in my mother tongue. English was my language of, you know, communication.
And your mother didn't speak English?
No, not at all. Still doesn't, even to this day.
Hmm.
So I had to learn my mother tongue.
You have a...
Be able to communicate with her.
Yes, yes.
You know, and the other problem was that my mother is a very religious woman, you know, a very religious. I'm talking about, you know, a really fundamental woman that way.
You have some serious problems. A Catholic school.
And a serious strict Muslim
strict mother, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think I mentioned to you that, you know, they had my circumcision when I was, you know, fairly young.
Right.
And that is not right, too, because that was a very painful experience for me also. Very painful.
I can imagine.
Poor penis.
Oh.
You know, I'll never forget that. The reason it was painful is because, one, it was embarrassing, and two, it was like one of the most painful evenings of my life.
I can
oh my
people watching
goddess.
Me, laughing yeah. and having a party. Literally.
And people watching?
This
and
is, this
yeah,
is
yeah,
terrible.
It's like a bloody party. Like
how old were you?
I was about just under five.
Oh.
Wow. And that is old enough
yet.
To
was,
know what's going
kindergarten
on.
Yet. Hmm. And oh, there's like 100 people in my house. They're having a big dinner. And
they're
big
cutting
party
your dick.
And people are watching
and they're
me, watching
dick,
my bloody
right.
penis get cut off, you know?
Aww.
Aww.
Not a very pleasant experience, you know?
No.
Well, it sounds like Imtiaz, I mean, I know what you're doing. You're using this show as therapy. And since you have such a lovely, melodious voice, although I have yet to hear your bedroom voice, we let you do that.
You know, that's
but but it sounds like you need some good old fashioned therapy. You need to talk about your upbringing that you've had in various ways, whether it's the brothers or the circumcision, your mother and your distance from her, the strict religious doctrine you've been brought up with, and you need to kind of talk about that and get a little perspective on it so that you can allow your sexual self to wiggle through a little, you know, hole, so to speak, in the armor that you have built around yourself, thanks to the brothers and the religion and the caning and all of it. You have a suit of armor around yourself, not around your heart, but around your genitals and around your libido, around your sex. And it's going to kill you if you don't find a chink in the armor to allow that sexuality through. Somehow, your heart comes through. You know, you have a wonderful heart that we can all feel, but somehow there's no space for Mr. Penis to come through. He was wounded, But he's still alive, and he can still feel, and he can still get hard and have a great time. So, let's open up for him. Huh?
That sounds fairly accurate, you know, what you're saying.
Well, thank you.
And I think I need to really, try to not only understand my predicaments and my shortcomings, but I have to also now...
Now, we're talking about your penis. Don't call him a shortcoming.
Yeah, you'll offend him.
I'm just teasing you. Okay, anyway, you have to become realistic.
No, I know, and I'm a very open-minded person. I'm not someone who's not willing to listen and willing to accept my, you know, whatever my faults might be, or whatever my, you know, shortcomings are, as I said. And I'm ready to explore that at this point. And, you know, I understand what you just said. I think it's quite lucid and quite clear, you know.
Well, good. I try to be lucid and clear. And now, just to muddle things up, I'm going to pass the kind of the question around
to our ladies
here at my table.
Now, you're going to be talking to some very beautiful ladies.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're going to give you their view of your big problems.
Yes. So we're going to start with Mistress Justine. And I'd like to hear, you know, your point of view on...
First of all,
this guy's
a very handsome guy. Really.
Oh, he is. He very
really
much
handsome.
Is. You can look him up on Facebook. Yeah. He's my star Facebook pupil on my fan page.
I will check it out.
Great. Yeah. But he does have this kind of barrier about sex that he admits
his story.
To many times, and so you know, and he has this upbringing, circumcised, of course, like so many men are. And caned, like, you know, that might be not quite as common.
So what's your take?
I don't know. Maybe Monica should cane him. Then, you know, that could be a catharsis for him. Cane him until he cries or comes or something. But he needs to just kind of expose himself to her if he's, you know, not feeling these sexual attraction feelings to her and he has these barriers up. Maybe he just needs to just... get beaten or something. Like, something needs to break down for this, you know, catharsis to happen for him and, like, be intimate with her. That's what it sounds like.
Well, Imtiaz, I'm not sure if Monique wants to do the caning because, of course, we don't have her here.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have Imtiaz. What would you think? I mean, you sound like you don't want to have sex with her because you've got this sexual barrier up. How would you feel about her caning or spanking or somehow...
taking control of you.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good, the bird is taking control, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a very accurate, description.
Yes.
Initially, if a woman did that with me, and I was very attracted to her, that would get my, you know, adrenaline rolling, basically, you know.
Okay.
Well, okay, and, you know, Monique, you've said, is very attractive, but are you attracted to her?
I'm attracted to her aesthetically, of course. She's beautiful. She's not attractive either. She's a stunner. I mean, she's unbelievably attractive. I like her. You know, I've liked her for a long time. And I'm actually, you know, I have these extraordinary feelings about her. But I'm scared to have sex with her. That's all that
is. Would you be scared to talk to her about this and see if she wants to...
I don't know.
...put
if
you over her
you
knee and spank your
I don't think it's a,
bottom?
You know, I'd rather talk to her face-to-face than on the phone.
Well, of course.
You know? And also, I want to meet her face-to-face first because, you know, I'm not a normal guy in a guy if most girls meet. My mannerism, the way I conduct myself is very different than an American man, you know?
Oh, I just thought you were the guy
I
next door.
I'm an old school, you know, different world completely... My way of speech is different.
Oh,
so,
you're just like Joe Sixpack at heart, Imtiaz. Come on.
Huh?
I said you're just Joe Sixpack at heart.
That I am. But I mean, I'm different on an initial level for somebody because I am different. I'm not the, you know, typical guy you come around in Los Angeles or Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes. Well, you know, we're all unique beings.
Okay,
so
next.
Next. Asia.
Asia, do you have...
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My whole thing is, when you guys meet, you should talk to her a little bit about it. You don't have to go all in detail. Just make it short, simple, and straight to the point, and just see how it goes. Like, you're probably missing out a good thing, so you should just go for it, and whatever happens, happens.
And that's a fair statement, and I'm willing to be, let the cards fall as they may.
Go with the flow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, precisely. I have no problem with that. I was just merely trying to tell you, Susan, that, this is an issue. It's not an issue that's the first time. It's happened before.
I know, and that's why I'm a little bit afraid that unless Monique is aggressive, that going with the flow will mean nothing happens. That's okay. You don't have to have sex. I mean, after all, you haven't seen each other in a while, right?
Well, I've never seen her, and I've never met her face to face yet, by the way.
Oh, you've never met her
face
to face?
No, what happened when I was supposed to meet her, and I never...
Yeah, he told that.
I don't know.
Oh,
just,
okay.
At the time, I just lost interest, perhaps, and whatever, and then we reacquainted about 3 or 4 months ago, and...
Okay.
Then again, once again, have, kind of become very close again,
Okay. Well, I think you should do all of these things. I think you should encourage her to be aggressive. I think you should go with the flow. And I think you also need to kind of get some perspective on your strict religious upbringing, probably through some kind of therapy or, I guess you can do it through my fan page. But you need to get a little perspective on it because it's been holding you back for decades, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Not only for decades. I think since I came to puberty, I don't think I've always been scared. I've always been, not just scared.
Well, that's decades. It's not centuries. You're not
Well, in a lifetime, it is. It's centuries. So you're like a little kid, you're like a little boy, so, you should get this woman and you should tell her, listen, you're fucking beautiful and I'm fucking scared and I got beat
by
that.
You don't have to say fucking.
No, you don't have to say that, but
well,
I would,
because
I'm Italian, okay? So you got that?
So
you say it in your way, but you say, listen, you got to touch her heart. You got to let her touch your heart. And
can talk about your lives, and you can bring up that you were very strictly raised.
Yeah.
And that you were whacked with a cane as a little boy.
And, maybe she was whacked by... Yeah. You know what? If she's an international model, she is probably very dominant, okay? And she's probably living with her. She could be a pain in the ass, and very self-centered. If you're an international model, or if you're as famous as I am, I'm very self-centered.
You have a right to be your prince.
Point, Max, okay?
What?
That concerns me. That concerns me, okay?
Yes.
So she's got about 1,000 photographs of hers on that Facebook site.
Right, and you got a puny little, 5 pictures?
Yes, precisely, okay?
Yeah.
I think MTAZ can handle a celebrity.
Of course he can. You're just being a little kid. Stop being a fucking Muslim, huh? Okay? Just be yourself.
Should I become Jewish?
That
has another host of problems.
That's a whole other problem.
All these religions have problems. It
they
really doesn't
problems.
Do any good to go from one to the other.
No, right.
All you have to do is loosen up.
Embrace yours and change your own, your own religion.
And understand that a lot of these religions can be interpreted in different ways, and whether it's the rabbis or the mullahs or the ayatollahs or the pope, they're just interpreting this stuff.
Yeah, and they're all trying to pound us, unlike being beaten by the Catholics. All of these religions are trying to pound stuff into our heads. They're trying. It's about a membership thing. It's like
basically what they're trying to pound into our heads is that we shouldn't have sex for any other purpose but procreation of the tribe, the people in the religion, so that the people who run the religion will have more people to work the fields and fight the wars and be altar boys, you know. And that's what they're about. They don't want you wanking. They don't want you having affairs. They don't want you feeling too passionate about sex. They just want you to have sex to make babies. And nothing wrong with making babies through sex. We are all children of sex, and that's a great thing.
And to control the assets of the culture.
But there are other purposes to sex. And one of the purposes to sex is to feel good.
Fun.
And to share.
F-U-N.
Pleasure. Right? To feel good, share pleasure,
de-stress. And the problem with all that of... I'm sorry, and this goes for... The problem with all of that religious kind of sex to make babies is one of the big problems that we have in the world. When I was born, there were a billion and a half people in the world. Now there are 6 billion people in the world. Okay?
Enough people already.
Yeah, enough people already. Enough
people. You
know,
we're coming up to...
We should have responsible sex. Responsible sex that does not kill Mother Nature, that does not make millions of people hungry around the world.
Well, one form of responsible sex is what we're coming up to, which is masturbation. It's going to be the month of May, if you're listening to us live.
It's masturbation
and
month.
And May is masturbation month, and we're going to have kind of kick it off with May Victoria next week on masturbation
the
month.
The happy hooker. Happy hooker.
Right, and the happy masturbator. She loves to do that. But anyway, masturbation is only one form of sex for pleasure. There are others, and they should be celebrated. And yes, of course, they can be dangerous, and we should be careful, and we should take precautions.
And make sure you tell her that you want to have as many pictures as she has.
Right. Okay. And you're going to take them while you're with
because
her.
Because it's very...
Hand her a camera and she's say, making, take my picture, take my picture.
Have fun. Have fun.
You know, Susan, if you get a chance, and similarly, Max, go on in the Facebook and the Monique Walker. And you'll see, she's got 1,000 pictures of her. You know?
I'm sure. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to exaggerate. She's a bloody...
All right, let's have a look at her here.
Good-looking woman, you know.
Let's see here. We're gonna look at her. I'm gonna have my guests look at her too, and we'll give our assessment of what we think she looks like, since you are raving about her, but yet not somehow sexually attracted.
Listen, I would be scared too. I mean, before I married you,
there she is. Yeah. Well, she's very beautiful and elegant looking.
And she has more pictures than him.
She has a lot of pictures.
That's all it is. He's handsome, too.
She looks like she's in her 40s, or...?
No, she's 7 years younger than I am. She's 48.
Well, then she is in her 40s.
Yeah, she's late 40s.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like she's, like, a model in her prime. I mean, she's in her prime as a woman, but not as a model.
She's not. She's not what she used to be in terms of her career, like 10 years ago. Okay,
uh-huh.
But she's still doing that even now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want to come see Monique Walker here?
Sure.
Now, where's she from originally?
She's originally from Iran. Her mother's from Iran.
Iran.
Her father's from Belgium, but if she was born in South Africa.
Aha. Uh-huh. She was born in South Africa, and her mother is from... But she's got African in her.
No, not African. She's got
Afrikaans. Which is Dutch and
yes, Dutch, yeah. Precisely.
Yeah, but she's
precisely.
Got some dark skin here. I mean...
Yes.
Well, there was a little stuff going on in between.
Yeah, so it's not just the Dutch. I mean,
it's Afrikaan.
It's Afrikaan. And, she's very attractive, you know. And she's... And she's worthy of your libido, certainly.
What do you guys think?
What do you think?
How do you rate her? Now, remember, she's got 1,000 pictures.
She does. She has a lot of pictures.
Now, we're all looking. Everybody in the studio now is looking at Susan's little pink Acer.
My little pink Acer is showing pictures of Monique Walker.
And they're all looking at her.
More over here.
And they're all going,
Now, what is all this? Looks like she is a singer of some sort.
No, she's... I don't think she's a singer. I think she performs with these homosexuals, I think. I have a feeling.
What?
She performs with...
Yeah, I think she told me, like, I spoke to her yesterday, And she said she was going to a place called Babylon in Johannesburg. And it's a gay place, you know.
She's
so I don't
singing
know exactly.
Here. I'm sorry.
She said she's a star performer.
Does she
there,
have
you
a
know?
Does she have a thing to do? Can we play it?
We're playing it.
No, no. Can we play it?
Oh, through the.
Yeah, just put it next to your microphone. We can hear it. Play it. Yeah.
I guess this is her singing.
Listen.
Okay, that's over
oh,
now.
Oh, that's over. Okay.
Sorry. Well, let me just go to the beginning of that one again. It's a little clip here. She's a singer, darling.
Okay, well,
you
I
should
didn't know
that about her.
That to me yet.
Well, you should keep up on her career. It sounds like she sings spiritual stuff.
Could be. Could very well be, Susan. I'm not familiar with that, you know.
Well, maybe you should, kind of brush up on your Monique Walker trivia.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you got to know her. I mean, if she's got thousands of pictures of herself, then she probably would be offended if you didn't know that she's a singer. It does seem that she is.
Actually, she's got a nice voice. Yeah,
yeah, she does have a nice voice. Okay. She sort of sounds like she's singing spiritual stuff, so, you know.
All right.
All right, MTS.
We approve.
Yeah, we approve, yeah. Yeah. I mean...
What is there not to approve?
Right.
Right?
There she goes. Well, okay.
Right.
So, MTS, you're gonna when are you gonna meet with her?
She's scheduled to arrive in the U.S. on the 31st of May. So
well, we've got a whole
maybe
month.
In late June, early July.
Oh my God, we've got a whole month at least.
Oh yeah, because I need to. I got to prepare myself for her first.
Well, first of all, you should listen to her music because she's got a truckload of music on the internet that you don't even know about. So. You got to do that, and then you got to do all the other things we said, right?
Sure.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. All right, MTS.
MTS.
It's a pleasure.
Good
pleasure
luck.
To
always
again,
a pleasure.
As usual. And likewise, Max.
Always.
Lovely talking to you also, and Asia and Justine.
Asia. Oh my goodness, and Justine. Oh.
And Tori has disappeared.
I'm gonna have a heart attack.
Tori didn't get to give her advice. I think she snuck out around advice time.
You know, I'd like to, by the way, someday in the next few months, may I come to the speakeasy myself? Because I'd like to visit there if it's possible.
I don't know if we're going to let you in here. You're going to have to go through a big, identity check and everything. No, of course you can come, MTS.
Thank you, Susan.
All right.
Nice talking to you. Take care.
You have a good Saturday night.
Thanks again for all your advice and your concern.
Tonight, I want you to have a sexual fantasy. You don't have to masturbate, but just conjure up an erotic fantasy in your mind and enjoy it. Yeah. Okay?
And kill the past. Good. Always kill the past.
For Allah's sake.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
You're such a sweetheart.
All right.
You take care.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, ciao, baby. Okay, MTS is on his way to finding love. All right. And if you want to find love, sex, fantasy, fetish, our number is 1-866-289-7068. If you're in North America, anywhere else in the world, you can call us at 213-670-0066. And there's Alex, Phil, and Jerry.
Alex.
In the studio. Hey.
Hey.
Back in the speakeasy.
In studio.
With his big, hard camera. Yeah.
Hey
Welcome
there.
Back, Alex. Good to see you. And I have Asia's here, right in between the cameras, of course.
Asia.
And how you doing there, Asia?
I'm doing good.
And Mistress Justine. So tell us about the relationship between you and your chauffeur here.
This is my friend, among other things, but I think he's a nice pet to have around, and I don't know. We do a lot of good things together, so I think we're going to go out to a club after tonight and have fun, so we'll see
so
what happens.
So you're not really in a mistress-slave relationship, or are you?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, occasionally, but I wouldn't call him my submissive per se, so.
Ah. But he's kind of going along with the program, sitting on a lower stool, somewhat.
I can be very convincing. I don't know what it is about me, but this is a.
Did you salt his head yet?
Yeah, he licked it off my thighs too.
I missed the lick off the thighs.
We can do it again.
Let's do that again.
Do it again.
Let's
do that again.
let's
cameras, alert, salt alert.
Yes. Look at this outfit you're wearing. Oh, and no panties at all.
Ooh.
Very good. No panties. Oh. Yeah, this is quite a good view here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The no panties.
And I see that you're getting quite a bit of salt on those thighs.
Mm.
Yes. Licking right up the thighs. Oh, she smacked his head. Wow. He's going right for the gold. Does he get spanked for that or something?
I don't know. What do you think, Asia?
Or, no, she liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He should get spanked for that?
No, I don't like pain. See, he petted and made it better. But he knows the true punishment comes after the camera.
Oh, you mean he bit it or something?
Oh, yeah, no, he bit me.
Oh, you bit her.
That's why I squealed.
Oh, I thought maybe he was just, you know, taking liberties.
Oh, no, not yet. No, no.
No liberties? Mm-hmm. Has he ever licked your pussy?
Mm-mm.
He hasn't?
No,
she says no.
And does that
no.
mean he's not allowed or?
No, he has a long way to go before he gets there.
Wow.
Yeah. Work him, baby.
What does he have to do? Ooh. And this is not his place. She's kicking with a high
kick.
She's kicking.
He's okay with that.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Wow. You know, you could try to be naughty and see what she does to you.
She doesn't need any motivation.
No, I don't. I can't leave him too wounded. He is my driver for the evening.
Right.
So.
Oh, right. No.
We don't want to leave him trembling and quaking and, you know, drooling, crying, anything like that. No.
He seems pretty tough, though. I don't know. I don't think he's going to, you know, crap out really easy.
He's resilient, but I'd rather wait until after he's, you know, driven me to where we need to go tonight, so...
But then the show will be over.
I know. Maybe a little bit.
Is he allowed to lick your ass or kiss your ass? Just kiss it?
He's not allowed. No, he's not there yet.
Not yet. Mm. He's got to do a lot of driving before that.
Is Alex allowed to do that?
Alex can lick my boot.
I don't know if he's up to that.
No,
he's not really a bootlicking kind of guy. I just mentioned him because he was right next to me. What's your slave's name? I'm sorry.
I say this is Tommy O.
Tommy O. And he's not your slave.
No.
He's your date.
Yeah.
What's it like to date a mistress, Tommy? Put your face right up to the microphone.
I don't know. I don't date mistresses. No. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to date a mistress. It's wonderful to be with women that understand the power of their femininity.
The power of their femininity.
The power of their femininity.
I would like an example.
I like that word, femininity.
I would like, it's one of those words you can get your
tongue tied
over.
You can get your tongue right into it.
Yeah.
So
I like that, the power of your femininity. Can I see or hear an example?
From me?
Well, I guess, you know, either one. I mean, you can either give me an example of her or she can give me an example.
Well, one of my examples of the power of her femininity is just the vision of her, is that she walks in a room and everybody turns their head, and that's a power right there. Everyone stops and looks, and that's right there. You know, you own the room when you walk in, so that's it from the beginning. It's not a brutish thing. It's not about muscles. It's about beauty and stature and grace.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, but, I mean, like, models do that, right?
Well,
but they're not mistresses, right?
Well...
I mean, are you a model? Are you a model, maybe? Or are you actually a mistress? Are you a dominatrix?
I would consider myself more a dominatrix than, like, a fetish model.
Right. Yeah.
Any photos, anything that I'm taking is, you know, for advertisement, for, you know, being a dom. I'm not a fetish model. I, you know, enjoy... beating people, not so much dressing up.
You enjoy beating people.
All right.
I want to see you beat someone. You don't want to be beaten, Tommy? Or no?
Anybody in the audience want to be beaten?
you know, there's many other men here who were, you know, very much interested in me when I walked in. So, you know, they can volunteer.
Well, they could. Right, well, they could. I don't know if they want to be that? Beaten, though. Because they might think you're just like a fetish mod. Would anyone like to be beaten here? We'd like someone to volunteer for beatings.
You know, I would be more than happy to beat any lady, too. I mean, I should put
ladies,
that out there.
Okay.
We don't discriminate here.
You know what?
I prefer a lady, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, you prefer a lady. Okay. Mm. Well.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know how many ladies we have here
tonight. All of a sudden, it got very crickets around here.
Yeah. Well, we thought you were bringing... I guess maybe my producer told me... she said you were bringing a submissive.
Well, you know... I would consider Tommy submissive, but I don't necessarily know that I'm prepared to beat him at the moment.
At the moment, yes, right.
Right, that's the thing you're going to do when you go home. Okay. Okay, so so Prince Max.
Yes.
Would you like to be beaten?
No, I
How
do
about beating off? We have a volunteer.
Oh, we have a volunteer, okay.
Nice.
Okay, where is he?
Bring him up.
Who is this now? Who is going to be beaten here?
Here he is. Put him up against the cage.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
There he is. Oh. He would like to be beaten.
All right.
Okay, he also has one of those heads you could, you know, lick salt off. Okay, and your name? Ron. Oh, I know you, Ron.
Sit down, Ron. Have a seat on
the
stool.
No, I don't know you. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's okay. You can't speak to me off the microphone, though. You have to sit down on the stool. Okay. And if Mistress Justine allows you to use... Either that or you can use Tori's seat because she has apparently disappeared...
She's doing something right now.
...to Nate Licker's locker. Okay. All right. So, why don't you go over there so
and
you can get on a microphone.
We also have two people on the line.
We do.
What's going on?
Oh, okay.
Can we find
out? But I don't know who they are.
Well,
I don't. I haven't gotten any cards on them. So, okay. So, yes. What was your name again?
Ron.
Ron.
Yes.
Ron, how did you find yourself here at the speakeasy?
My friend Jade invited me over here. I don't know.
Oh, your friend Jade.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We know her.
You have been entrapped.
I see. So, the last time a friend of Jade's got beaten, it was a little bit kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But let's see. So have you ever received a spanking or something like that from a mistress?
Not really. A little bit some parties or some situations.
So
yes.
Okay. So you've never been submissive?
Not so much, no.
No.
Where are you from?
Originally Israel, but Israel. I've been here for a long time.
I can tell by the accent.
Oh, really? Yes. Very good. Yeah. I mean, I knew there was, you were from somewhere, but...
I don't sound like I'm from here.
No, but Israel. Shalom.
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 Okay, okay. And Mazel Tov, because you are about to receive a beating.
And Mazel Tov.
Now, so should she do it, should she go light, or...
I would say on the light side.
On the light side.
Light side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you in the Israeli army?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you took heavy there.
I took more heavy than here, yes. I probably took more heavy than here, yes.
Yeah. So,
I've seen some bullet running, so yes.
Yes. But this is, you know, this is a different situation. I understand.
That's correct. Yeah,
we're very,
okay.
So
we're going to start light.
We're very nice torturers.
All
yes.
Right.
We're very kind.
And, of course, you understand that unlike the Israeli army, you have to be very polite to your mistress.
I will be.
Ooh.
Okay. And so what do you like
answer.
Him to call you?
She looks like a beautiful lady, so yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I guess she is.
Yes.
Would you like him to call you Mistress Justine or ma'am?
Oh, no, I hate ma'am. I have an entire philosophy about ma'am. I hate ma'am.
It's I love ma'am.
Really, I hate ma'am. I love it. I hate it. have to kick balls when I hear ma'am. I just, I don't like it. Except for when I'm in New Orleans, and then it seems like, you know, everyone has to call me ma'am. It's Absolutely. A cultural thing. Yeah. So, but I hate ma'am up here. I'm very violent against ma'am.
Okay, well, we won't call you ma'am. We'll call you what?
Mistress Justine works.
The whole thing. That's three syllables. Four syllables. Wow. You got to get that out. Okay.
Before you get a beating, you got to say all
Mistress
that.
Mistress Justine. Okay. Mistress Justine. Okay. You have to address her. Yeah. That's a big part of being submissive, right? Mm-hmm. Addressing the mistress. Not just saying,
he's
okay.
He's very eager. He's very willing to learn, I guess.
Yes. That's very good.
It's like, I'm so glad I'm out of the Israel army. Now I'm here hanging out with these hot ladies.
Yeah.
I've got to be beaten.
Nobody's shooting
at me. This is awesome.
I can't wait.
All right. So let's go for it. What are you going to do with him?
All right. Well, what can I do?
Well, you could pick one of these things, and we could also tie him up to something, I guess. We have a rope, actually. Actually, I have a rope, but it's back in my dressing area. How did we tie up the other guy?
I don't think we tied him up.
Okay.
Well, if he stands here,
he could just stand there, and
he can hold himself.
Yeah.
I think he can hold himself.
I can
up.
Hold. Yes.
Right.
Can hold.
Right. Okay. You want him to do that?
Yeah, I think I don't think we can go over. Oh, I think my friend Tommy is helping me out here, and he's bringing over some. Thank you.
Oh, there you go. You got
to be over here.
He's very good.
Yes.
He's an assistant,
but
anyway.
I'm thinking
even if he's not a slave.
Yeah.
This is
a good assistant.
How is this? We can't. There's nothing. How do we hook this up over here?
Oh, you just...
He's just going to fall.
What do you need? Just tell us what you need.
I see. Okay, thank you.
There you go. Okay, so how are you feeling now, Ron?
I'm feeling wonderful.
Are you feeling ready for a new experience?
Yes, I had a couple of drinks. I'm happy.
Yeah, okay.
He's ready to go. He's just like...
He can't wait.
He's bursting.
All right. Let's go for it.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
So Justine is about to take control of Ron.
From downtown Los Angeles, from the Schmata district, we are now going to do something here.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. She just grabbed him by the shirt, and now she's going to take off his shirt, which I think is for everyone's benefit, maybe.
I don't know how this works.
Okay, she's slapping his face a little.
He doesn't know
bit.
How this works. He's telling me what to do already.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You can't do that.
Not anymore.
Okay, here we go.
All right, there we go.
Wow. Nice body.
Nice body.
Israeli
army. You have to fold that up and sit it nicely on the chair over there. Don't just throw things around here.
Don't,
this is a nice, this is Dr.
A nice
Susie's
place,
space.
Right.
Correct.
We don't want to.
Don't throw the
that's
shit
not folding.
Yeah, fold. Fold. It is, you know, there's a small language barrier, so you might have to explain a little bit. But he's getting it. He's folding now. Very good. Folding and placing. Very good.
Nice.
I don't know if we want to place it on the chair because Tori might want to sit there, and I don't know if she wants to sit on your shirt. So just place it on the table. Yeah, that's good. Good boy. Okay.
Very nice.
Okay. Tov ma'od.
Oh.
He looked at me. That means very good in Hebrew. I know a little Hebrew. Anima daberet kitan ivrit. Right. Okay, so she's going to now fasten him to the cage. This is the cage that
the cage.
We place people in when they're bad at the speakeasy.
All right.
Or on, and if they're really bad and they're trying to get in, we don't let them in, right?
Well,
we just keep them out with the cage.
It's interesting, the cage, nobody knows about this cage, but we are in the fashion district, and this cage is to keep people from coming in and stealing our fabric.
Right. We have a lot of fabric. We do. Okay.
Does that make sense? Oh, goodness.
Okay, so he's now pretty well fastened to the cage.
I hope we have the keys to this.
Okay, well, it's all right. Yeah, he's just buckled in.
A little torture.
Yeah, he's all just right. buckled in.
His face is just like, oh, my God.
Wow, you're our prisoner.
No, don't leave.
And you know, we just...
He said, don't leave Mark, so...
We just had a Muslim phone call, so you don't know where we're coming from.
Why, do you have a girlfriend?
No, but...
He doesn't have a girlfriend, but he doesn't want me to leave Mark's. Well, what's the fun? Why am I here?
No Mark's. Okay, well...
These will fade,
maybe
worry.
He's got to go somewhere. Yeah, small Mark's, just... A little bit of scratching is okay. How about the pants? Can we lose the pants? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I think the pants take away. Right?
They take away from what?
From the whole vision, you know.
Yeah, there's some women here that would like to see the pants.
I know, but you know he's mercied already.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, he's mercied already.
He said we have to leave the pants
underwear.
On for now. I know.
That's all right.
He's a little shy.
Oh,
don't
he's
worry.
Freaking out.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right. No,
all right.
No,
okay.
No,
so that means more pain.
Yeah.
No. If you keep the pants on, you're going to get hurt more. Okay. One or the other.
Alex, okay. So we're going to torture this man.
He looks happy.
Man.
He's smiling. Yeah. He's looking
smiling.
To the side.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
We've got the flogger around his neck.
Abu Ghraib.
That's right. At least this is voluntary.
I think he's scared.
In Abu Ghraib, it was not voluntary.
Right. That's right.
Right. Oh, grapes. Feed him a grape.
We
might
feed me grapes later, Tommy. No, that's. I want to be fed grapes later.
Is he okay? We don't want him to have a heart attack.
No, he's fine. He's fine. He's fine. A nice Jewish boy.
Nice Jewish boy. Getting
soldier.
He's come up
desert,
and
you know.
Right. Okay. Now it's going to be just on the back. Okay.
On the back. Whoa.
That's right. Good submissive keeps his head forward. He's turning for the camera. See, he wants to make sure the camera gets his good side.
No one's taking a picture of you.
He wants 1,000 pictures like Monique.
Right. Of him getting whacked at the speakeasy. Whoa. Okay. There's a little good there's a good slap. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Nice sound. Shouldn't he be saying thank you, mistress? He did say thank you. Okay. Is he okay?
Yes, I'm good.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Good.
Okay. Tov mod. Okay.
I asked him if he wanted harder, and he said no, so.
Okay. So, you know, we know no. We know no. We know
right.
no.
We I think he's happy.
No.
It feels good, that kind of flogging. That flogger is so lightweight. If that hurt you...
I can confirm that he's feeling very happy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's feeling happy. Oh, here's Asia.
He's doing good. Okay. Whack him. It makes a big sound, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
This is the deerskin leather whip.
Oh, the deerskin. Sissy!
Whack him with a cat of nine tails.
Doesn't want it. He's very,
no,
you know,
I know.
For being
I know,
in
I know.
The Israeli armies.
Well, yeah, that's what you get for reaching out for volunteers. Did you volunteer for the army, too?
No.
No, he was drafted for that.
Yeah, I have to go.
So are all the lines busy right now?
They're pretty busy.
Well, how come I don't know?
My mom's trying to call.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who's on the line? You could keep vlogging, but we want to know who's on the line.
Is your mom on the line?
Hold on. She just texted me and told me that the lines are busy.
Oh, they were. Tell her to call back. She should be able to get through.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get some calls on. Okay. Oh, we're allowed to loosen
Asia's
the pants.
Asia's mom is actually calling, Susie.
Excellent. Let's
which
talk
is really
to Asia's
extraordinary.
Mom because you know she wants to make sure her daughter doesn't get whacked like this as part of her job. Oh, please, not my daughter.
And now, is there any human rights violations going on?
Well,
here?
I think there's a pants removal going on here, which I really approve of. And, you know, you got some big boxers on here. It's not like you're showing anything. All right, that's good.
I didn't realize he was going to be, you know, half naked on your show tonight.
Only
half. He wasn't wearing his nice panties.
Okay, very good. No, those are okay. Those are respectable. Okay, we have Jason on line two calling from Rustburg, Virginia.
directly.
Okay, so we're going to call your mom, but in the meantime, we're going to talk to Jason.
Give our producer the number.
Okay. Hold on.
And Jason, what line is he on?
He's on line two.
Line two. Hello, Jason. You're on the air.
Jason,
oh,
hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on, man?
You're going on, Jason. Oh, Asia, don't abandon me to Jason.
No, she's just
okay, no.
She's
get your mom.
Mom. We're going to get her mom.
All right, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Susie?
I'm doing great, Jason. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much. I just suddenly realized that I have a titty fetish.
You suddenly realize that you have a titty fetish?
Yes, I
do. Wow. You never knew that before. This is your first realization of your titty fetish. This is a sexual revelation. How was it revealed to you, Jason?
Well, I love to suck on the nipples too much. It is like it's a texture that I just cannot get rid of. It's like so nice and moist.
Mmm.
And then you just feel like you can just, I can whip my dick out and just put it all over top of the nipple and go round and round with it, you know.
It doesn't sound like something you've just realized, Jason. Sounds like this is something you've been feeling ever since, I don't know, maybe your mommy's titty or something.
Well, you know the last fetish I had, don't you?
Are you the belly button fetish guy?
Yes, I am.
I guessed it! The belly button fetish guy now has a titty fetish.
I actually saw an algae tonight that I liked.
Well, no wonder you like titties, because titties have nipples, which are like major outies.
Yep. Oh, and I also called just to say hi to you, because I love you too.
Oh, I love you too, Jason. You know, you're just evolving. You've at least gone up in the female body, from the belly button to the nipple. Okay?
Well, I would still like to see a show of yours
now,
or attend a show of yours.
I'm going to put you on hold because in honor of you, I'm going to give the ladies nipple huggers. But first, I'm going to talk to Asia's mom. So put him on hold, okay? And we'll see if he's back when we come back from Asia's mom. Okay, we are about to talk to... I don't know if we should have these sound effects going on
three.
With Asia's mom.
No sound effects.
Okay. Just hang on just a minute. Just
let
him.
We're
going
to talk
down.
To Asia's mom
he
now.
He can still stay tied up.
Yes,
okay.
Keep him tied up.
Okay.
Keep him quiet. Gag him. Okay.
You might want to gag him.
Yeah,
right?
Gag him.
Okay. So Asia's mom, Joanne,
is
on line three.
Three, yeah.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello?
Mom?
Yes?
Great.
Hi. Is this Dr. Susie?
Well, that was Asia.
Oh.
You know Asia.
Yes,
but this is Dr. Susie. Yes.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Hi, Joanne.
Thanks for taking my call. I just, Asia let me know that she was going to be on the radio show, so I thought I'd call in.
Well, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show featuring your daughter. Yeah, and she's great. She's beautiful. She's fun. She's interesting. She gave some good advice to a caller earlier tonight. So, do you need some advice from your daughter, or what are you calling for?
Probably. You know, my baby's gone. She's there with you guys now, and so it's time for mom to start concentrating on mom.
Well now, that's what we like to hear. Yeah, mom start concentrating on mom. What does that mean?
Well, I guess it's time for me to start exploring, you know?
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
I'm here, you know, it's been a while, and I'm looking forward to spending and concentrating some time on myself and doing what makes me feel good.
absolutely, mm-hmm. Joanne. You're not. You, I mean, being a mom is the greatest thing in the world, right? It's the most important thing that any person can do, and guys can't really do it. But you know, it's an important thing. It's a super duper important thing. But there is more to Joanne than just being a mom.
That's right. And it is my time. And I just wanted to call in and, mm-hmm. and let Asia know that, you know, mom's here. And I'm proud of her. And I'm supporting her.
Wow.
Go, mom.
And anything she needs, you know, just mom's always here for you.
And well. And you know what? She's been here now for like a week or so?
Two weeks, yeah. Since our anniversary.
She is an extraordinary woman. I mean,
she
an
is.
Extraordinary...
You raised her up good, Joanne.
Yeah, she's fearless.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's charming.
She's charming, and...
And, of course, you know she's beautiful.
And she's beautiful.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And she's full of herself, too, the way she said, yeah, just now.
I thank you for taking my call. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
No.
And I'm just happy that and proud that my baby's out there doing what she wants to do.
Well, call us again. We want to hear the next installment of The Adventures of Joanne without her daughter.
See what you're doing. Got her out of the house. You sent her to us now, right?
All right.
And it's a great show.
Great.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Take care.
All right. Now we're going to get back to our guy.
Bye.
See you later. Okay.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that was great. Let's hear it for Asia's mom, Joanne.
Very extraordinary.
Really
supportive.
Mm-hmm. And ready to now explore the next chapter of her life. How do you feel about that, Asia?
I'm good.
There is life
she needs to.
Beyond momhood for your mom.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You wouldn't want her to just sacrifice totally for you. I mean, she sacrificed a lot for you.
Yeah.
She already has. But now it's time for her to be her. For her to be Joanne. And for you to be Asia.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, where are we?
It's almost midnight.
Yeah, it's almost midnight. Oh, he's putting his pants back on.
Okay.
I promised Jason, the titty fetish guy, we'd get back to him. He was a belly button fetish guy. Now he has a titty fetish.
Non-titty fetish.
Okay. Okay. So I have... Jason, are you there?
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Baby? Jason. Ma'am, please. No, you can call me baby Jason. Okay, Jason.
I just think you're an attractive lady, and there's something I'd like to do if I could ever attend a tape of your show.
What do you think
about... What would you like to do, Jason?
I'd either like to stick my tongue or my big, long 9.5-inch cock right in your belly button.
9.5-inch cock in my belly button? Jason, it's too big. Anyway.
I don't know, just the way you do your show and the way you look on your pictures online, you're just a sexy woman.
Aw, you made my hat fall off. Jason.
You knocked off her hat, baby.
Jason, you're very sweet.
And I think any man that comes to your show, I'm jealous of.
You are. Well, don't be that way. You know, just...
Do you have a guy in your studio right now?
Do I have a guy? I have several guys in my studio, including my husband.
Oh, my bad.
Oh. No, you're very good, Jason. You're a very good boy.
My condolences to the husband.
Your condolences? I'm not dead. Come on, Jason. You're a great member of the Bonobo gang now, and you graduated from belly button fetish to titty fetish. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
You know what that's going to lead to, right? It all leads to something.
Well, you know what I like to do, though?
I don't know, but we gotta get going. We're almost done.
We got 10 minutes. But,
Oh, yeah, we've got 10 minutes. So go ahead.
Wait a minute. We have a heart attack downstairs. That's okay. Go ahead.
I would like your husband just to firmly kiss your belly button just to make me happy.
he's all the way across the console.
I am going to do that tonight. Just.
But he's going to do that
I'm going to do that tonight.
He's probably going to tickle me, though.
Just for you.
I know he's going to tickle me.
And when I'm licking that belly button and sticking my 12-inch thing in the belly button.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be grabbing her two mushrooms.
Humongous kiss titties.
Yeah. Hey, let me know when you're doing it.
I'll ring you up, okay?
Yeah, we'll think of you, Jason. We will. We're going to think of you.
You got a credit card?
Because my dick is hard as a brick right now.
Okay, you want to come for us?
Come on. You can come for us. Come on. We're going to have a little...
Asia, let's give him a freebie. Right? Should we do that?
A freebie. Yeah.
Freebie.
Yeah.
Freebie. Yeah. Freebie radio. Yeah. We're down with that.
Definitely.
Is hey, it Susan, did you say you had an Audi or you had a Guinea Audi?
I have an Audi.
Mine's an Innie.
Ooh, baby, that's sexy. hey,
I mean, it doesn't stick out like
a
nipple or anything.
You're a lucky man, dude.
You didn't know you were lucky because of that.
I'm
he
lucky.
Thought he was lucky for other reasons.
I'm lucky for all the
but
little...
But Jason, you have enlightened us that he is lucky for my navel. Anyway, are you going to come for us or are you going to just horse around?
You going to come for us?
I've already came.
Wow.
He's a quiet comer.
That was quick.
Oh, really?
That was quick.
We missed
quick.
It. We didn't get to applaud or go, come
no.
for us.
There's no countdown.
Oh, no.
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 I like the countdown.
I didn't hear any moaning.
You come when I tell you to.
You tell him, Asia.
No moaning.
No moaning.
Is there any woman?
This is radio, you
wait a minute.
Know.
He's asking, is there any woman what?
Is there any woman in your studio that has an Audi right now?
There's one that has a Mercedes, another one has an Audi,
a Volvo.
One has a Volvo.
I mean an Audi.
Audi.
Well, you know, Jason, you always ask this. I'm the one with the Audi. Do you have an Audi or an Innie?
I have an Innie.
An Innie. See, most women have Innies.
I have an Innie too.
And of course, we know that Asia has a beautiful Innie, but it is an Innie. It is an Innie.
Innie.
But we all have nipples.
But see, the thing about you is God made you.
You really don't have a titty fetish. I think you're back with the belly button fetish.
Yeah.
He's fixated on the belly button. He wants to stick his.
He's trying to venture out.
In a belly button, right?
I got one more question.
One more question.
One more, and that's it. We got to go. Go for it.
Okay, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Anybody like to drink beer, like Coors or something?
Coors?
Coors?
Coors.
Aren't they racist or something?
They're racist, you know. No, we had a lot of people drink beer here. Yeah, they're beer lovers everywhere. We got beer.
Even though you're not into nipple.
We've got Milwaukee's best.
Where did Tori go?
Tori's doing stuff. She's busy.
Is she having sex in the bathroom again?
No, no.
She's at the bar. Hey, would you mind if I call next Saturday just to say hi to you?
No,
you can call every Saturday to say hi to us. But just say hi. Don't be talking
just
about
say
me.
Hi. None of this other stuff.
Hi.
All right.
Now, of course you can.
We're going to let you go.
We're going to let you go. We're going to close the show. It's, where's Tori? Let's get Tori here. Thanks. Take care of the belly button. And keep in mind this. Back in 1950-something, I was reading Sexology magazine, and I read this question. And the guy said, my wife can't get pregnant. I've been putting my penis in her belly button.
Oh, did you do that yet?
This was a problem.
This was a problem. And the answer was, you're in the wrong hole. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, where's the beautiful Tori? Where's my...
I don't know. I saw her walk that way.
Where is she?
Yeah.
Okay. She's.
Mamiya.
I don't know. Lisa walked with her that way.
Which way? That away?
This away. Does she know that we're
this away?
That away.
This away, that away. It's one
gone.
Of those shows.
She might be gone.
She's sick?
No.
A little sickness
no,
here?
No, she's fine. She's fine. Wait a minute. We got Jason online.
No, Jason, we just talked to, darling.
Who's on this line?
We are.
Who's on this line here?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, how can we help you?
I'd like to become a client.
The what?
Oh, he'd like to become a client.
Oh, okay, hold on just a second. I'll have somebody help you.
Yes, we will. This is a possible business here. Okay. Where's Lisa?
Lisa is around here. Okay.
Okay.
Wind it up.
We don't have time.
We're doing good. We're doing good.
You know, we don't take any breaks anymore.
No more breaks.
No more breaks. Yeah. Okay.
What do you think this is?
Oh, there you are. So how was the whacking of the Israeli army officer?
It was good. He was pretty light, though, so it was, you know, I think better for him than it was for me.
You like to really...
whack him.
Rough it up.
Yeah, I like to make him bleed.
Whack him good.
Bleed.
Ooh.
Wow, listen to that. People laugh.
Mm. Yeah, he was pretty light, but I'm sorry I broke your, this, you know...
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
In the line of action,
that's
you broke
no
your clothespin
clothes
there.
No,
yeah,
that's
no. I didn't have an
but
exciting...
You know, see, next time you have to bring someone that really likes to
just
get
take it,
it hard. Because, you know, we have a bunch of sissies here. At
you
the
got
speaking.
It, Asia. Take it, baby.
Yeah. I will be sure to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, he's a good guy. He brought you the cuffs, you know. He's a good assistant.
No, he's the best. He's the best.
Right. We've got 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Mm. I liked when he was going up your thigh there.
So did I.
He did. We can let him do that again.
I think, are we out of salt?
No.
Yeah,
we got
plenty of salt.
Plenty of salt. Okay,
we
we're going
salt.
Up the thigh
the
again.
Salt mines.
Salt mines. We're going down into
You're
the salt mines.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Okay. Lift, yes, yes, put the salt down there. Beautiful.
Drizzle that salt.
Yes.
Lick it up slowly.
Right in the salt mines, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lick it up, baby. Mm.
Mamma mia.
How's he doing? Does he
this guy, stop biting me.
Oh.
Stop biting her so you'll get a chance to get into the middle part, you know?
You got 2 minutes.
You're not like Imtiaz. You want to get where you're going there. You've got a great
He's
goal.
A go-getter.
All right. Sign off, Susie. Signing off. Asia.
Okay.
Beautiful Asia.
Beautiful Asia.
The
thank
great
you,
continent.
You're welcome.
And thank your mom.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
And your dad for
Joanne,
the
have a good time.
Nookie.
Yeah. And thank you, Mistress Justine. And Tommy, and Ron, your victim, and I guess Tori, but I don't know what happened to Tori.
She's here.
Okay.
She's doing good.
She's doing good.
She's fine.
Okay. And are you doing good?
I'm doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Musica, can we get some musica?
Yes. We need music.
Thank you, my darling.
Music. That's right.
We need a party.
Thank everyone in the Bobo Gang. We're going to have a party, but Masturbation Month
is coming up
next week. We're going to have May Victoria for the month of May.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, you know, you can get started early, okay? Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Belly buttons.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One.